This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, with us live on WBEN. This morning we're talking credit card debt. Ted, let me start with, what is the average person in this country carrying in terms of credit card debt month to month?
It's about $6,300, according to TransUnion. Our data shows that about half of cardholders carry debt from month to month, and about half tend to pay in full. If you make minimum payments, though, at that average debt load, at the average interest rate, which is around 20%, you're going to be in debt for 18 years, and you're going to end up paying more than $9,000 in interest. So that's where we definitely want to come up with a better plan.
Yeah, that's a lot of money being paid in interest, and it's also a lot of opportunity loss. One of the interesting things I thought that you found was that having any sort of credit card debt holds people back from other money milestones and doing things.
Exactly. Yeah, it can hold you back from building savings and investments. It can hold you back from home ownership and other financial goals. One of the best things you can do if you have credit card debt is to sign up for a 0% balance transfer credit card. These let you move your existing high-cost debt over to a new card that won't charge interest for up to 24 months in some cases. The U.S. Bank Shield Visa is the longest offer that's out there at 24 months. The Citi Simplicity and the Wells Fargo Reflect are close at 21 months. This is a really great tactic. What I would advise is don't add new purchases. Just divide what you owe by the number of months in your 0% term. Really try to stick to that level payment plan.
That's a great opportunity for people. You're right. How many, or what's the, what it looks like for people carrying debt who think they'll never get out of it, who kind of fall into that trap?
Sadly, one in four credit card debtors believes that they'll never get out of credit card debt. I do want to underscore that there are things you can do. You could get that 0% balance transfer card, or you could work with a reputable nonprofit credit counselor, someone like Money Management International or GreenPath. They can often negotiate a 6 or 7% rate over 4 or 5 years. You could take on a side hustle. You could sell stuff you don't need. You could cut your expenses. There are a bunch of levers that you can pull. And by the way, it doesn't need to be forever. I know sometimes this sounds kind of daunting, but even in 6 months, you could make big progress towards a lot of these goals.
I want to go back to what you were talking about, these 0% balance transfer credit cards that will give you a period of time with no interest. It almost kind of sounds like gaming the system in a way. How many of these cards exist? Can I just keep doing that forever?
The problem with doing it over and over is that there's typically a transfer fee. It's usually 3 to 5% of the amount that you're moving over. So you don't want it to be just a shell game where you're kind of moving money around. I could maybe see doing a second balance transfer after the first if you made progress, but you still need a little more time. I wouldn't make a habit out of it. It is a great tactic, but the business case is that they make the transfer fee, and also once the 0% term ends, the rate goes way up. Maybe then it's in the high teens or somewhere in the 20s. The bank is betting that a lot of people are not going to pay this off. You can dare to be among those who do pay it off. I've heard it's about half and half. If you can be systematic about paying it off, that's where it really works for you. So that's where I say it's hard to hit a moving target. Try not to add new purchases if you have debt on one of these cards. Really just divide what you owe by the number of months in your term and really try to stick to that level payment plan.
Is there a big difference generationally about the debt that people carry?
There are some. Gen Xers are actually the most saddled with credit card debt in terms of most likely to have debt, higher debt loads when they do. It's an issue for a lot of generations, though, really every generation. Gen Z, for instance, they're least likely to have credit card debt and they have the smallest balances, but even they have more credit card debt than millennials did at the same age. So it's something that we feel throughout the generational spectrum. Gen Xers the most. No shame with credit card debt. I mean, that's one of the big things, too, is that a lot of people feel this stigma, and it makes it harder to talk about it and harder to attack this debt. When people have credit card debt, it usually has a practical cause, like a medical bill, a car repair, groceries. We should try to take the stigma out of it and face it head on and use some of these strategies to pay it down, because probably your highest cost debt by a wide margin. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been talking a lot this week about Paul McCartney tickets. I think you were lucky if you spent $1,000 on two seats. That might be cheap by some of the prices that we saw here in Buffalo this week. How many people are using credit cards or going into debt or doing some of these buy now, pay laters for things that you never used to think about doing it for, like concert tickets?
We do see it. I mean, it's not the biggest cause of credit card debt. That would be emergency expenses like medical bills and car repairs. That's 45% of credit card debtors say that was the biggest reason. 28% cited day-to-day expenses like groceries and other essentials. So it's not usually a shopping spree or entertainment or vacations, although you know, that can certainly add to it. I saw that about 6 in 10 Coachella tickets were financed with buy now, pay later. That could be a smart way to spread out your cash flow, or it could be a ticket to overspending. So it really comes back to how you use a lot of these products. You want to make sure you set a good budget, and you don't want to carry this debt long term. It is troubling that 6 in 10 credit card debtors have had this debt for at least a year. It can compound because the interest rates are so high.
That's some good advice, though. Ted, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst with Bankrate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.